Vav Metzia, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav, 8-6. And now the Mishnah kind of has a new topic, and really this will take us through really the rest of the whole Masechta, the last bit of the Masechta here. And we're still on the topic of commercial law, but we're transitioning towards real estate law. So here we'll have the intersection of those. We'll have sort of commercial conditions regarding real estate. That's the rest of this Perek, basically. So we're talking about, say, you know, tenants and landlords and the rights of each of them, etc. So the first case here is Hamaskir Bais L'Chavero. You have a landlord who rents out some sort of home, an apartment, whatever it is, to a fellow. And we want to talk about if there's no lease, there's no specific date on which this lease comes to an end. So he's just sort of living there open-endedly. So how much notice is required before the landlord can kick out the tenant, or for that matter, when the tenant can leave the apartment and not pay rent, leaving the landlord to find a new tenant? So the answer is there are really two separate derabbanans that govern this, okay? To make it clear. One derabbanan is you can't kick out a person without 30 days notice. But that's not fair. So we need 30 days notice to find a place. So therefore, if, again, in the event there was no specified end date in the lease, if there was, then that would govern, the lease would govern the termination date and when the landlord can make sure the tenant's out and vice versa. But no lease, open-ended, you need to give a minimum of 30 days notice to your tenant so you can find a new place to live. That's din derabbanan number one. Din derabbanan number two is, in the wintertime, you can't kick out your tenant, period, because it's cold and wet and dangerous and there's no place to go. You can't do that. So with those two, again, if you would have a lease, and the lease says the lease ends, you know, on December 31st, it doesn't matter that it's snowing outside on December 31st. The tenant knew from the outset when he took the apartment, whether it's a month ago or a year ago, he has to find a new place to live come December 31st, so then it's his problem. But if you didn't give that date ahead of time, so now how much warning do you need, how much notice do you need to give? So, b'yamos ha-geshamim, in the winter months, enu yachol lo-tzio, you simply cannot remove him. The tenant can stay throughout the winter. Min ha-chag v'ad ha-pesach, the definition of the winter months, if you will, is, the rainy season is probably a better translation, is from the chag, meaning from Sukkot, until Pesach, fine. Ubimos hachama, in the not rainy season, meaning that's the rest of the other half of the year, from Pesach to Sukkot, shloshim yom, you have to give 30 days notice. So that would mean that if you want to kick a person out in the wintertime, you have to give them 30 days notice while it's before it's winter. So your deadline to have your tenant leave would be 30 days before Sukkot in the winter. Since Sukkot starts the 15th of Tishrei, you're talking the 15th of Elul, and would be your deadline. And in the wintertime itself, you can't do anything more after that. Ubekrachim, in the big cities, the urban areas, like walled cities and so on, big cities where there's limited supply and massive demand, it's hard to find a new place to live. And therefore, if you haven't got a lease with a fixed ending date and you want to kick your tenant out, echad yemos hachama ve'echad yemos hagesham, doesn't matter if you're talking about summer or winter, shneim asar chodesh, you need to give 12 months notice so that your tenant can find a new place to live. Now, these time frames, whether it's, you know, for the non-krach, the non-big cities, 30 days in the summer and no in the winter, or 12 months summer and winter in the big cities, that applies in both directions. So that means if the tenant wants to leave, he needs to give, and he lives in a krach, he has to give 12 months notice to his landlord. Similarly, you can't leave, if you're a tenant, you can't leave in the middle of the winter because your landlord has no way to replace your tenancy. That's not fair. And all this, I should say, again, besides for the fact that it would be overridden if there's actually an agreement in place that stipulated when the lease comes to an end, if there's overarching, you know, norms in a society that govern how these things are working, then that would override the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying in the event that there is no minhag makom, no custom, then these are the rules. Now, the Mishnah continues on and says, what about commercial real estate? If you're talking about chanuyot, storefronts, so how much notice does the tenant need to be given? And really, the tenant needs to give the landlord if he wants to relocate from his store. Echad ayarot ve'echad krachim. It doesn't matter if you're talking about ayaros. Ayaros are like towns, as opposed to krachim, which are like big cities. In both cases, shnei masar chodesh, needs to give 12 months notice, both in both directions. The reason why the time is longer here is because businesses are typically going to be selling with credits. They basically have a tab with their customers. And the concern is that if the business relocates and like without much notice, the customer will come back and not be able to find, you know, and therefore find the original lender of that business, meaning that the business operator will end up losing money because he won't get repaid back in full. So he needs 12 months to sort his affair out and make sure everyone understands the situation so he can reclaim his money in full. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Chanut Shel Nachtomin Veshel Tzabayin, Shalosh Shanim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says certain businesses, like bakeries and dye shops, they need 3 years. Some learn because these are also come businesses that lend out like a lot of credit, so they need a lot of time. Others, like the Meiri, say that's hard to understand. And instead, he suggests, listen, these are factories that have big, need a lot of space for their big equipment, big ovens and so on, and also need a large water supply. So it's hard to find a new place. And therefore, they need 3 years' notice because it's hard to find a new place. The Bartanura, echoing the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayos, says Halacha Krab Shimon Gamliel, that these places do get 3 years' notice. Notwithstanding that, the Mishnah Torah itself, the Rambam there, doesn't make any such mention, just because 12 months across the board. So assume we can, I would assume that the Rambam was Choser, and the Halacha really follows the Rambam. Let's say you get 12 months' notice. But again, all this really assumes there's no overriding rules that govern commerce in your time, in your town, your place. And obviously nowadays in the 21st century, that isn't the case. So the Halacha really would be based on what the local statutes and customs are.